今天早上跟大家从圣经来学习信仰的传承。
This morning I'd like to study the passing of the faith with everyone.
教会的基础就是家庭。
The foundation of the church or the basic building block of the church is the family.
比方说我们厄班教会大概有250个信徒。
For instance, Irvine Church has around 250 members.
如果我们去算算看哦，大概差不多100个家庭。
And if we were to count it up, it would be equivalent to about 100 families.
那教会的力量在哪里？
Where is the strength of the church?
教会的力量在家庭。
The strength lies in each household, each family.
如果每个家庭都很健全，
if each family is equipped,
信仰都很坚定。
And has a steadfast faith.
那这个教会就很有力量。
And then this church will be extremely strong.
那倒过来讲哈，教会的软弱也是在家庭。
On the flip side, the weakness in the church also lies in each family.
如果大部分的家庭都没有力量，
if most of the families are weak,
这个教会也就没有力量。
Then this church will also be weak.
所以我们在信仰生活中要做圣工。
So in our life of faith, we must do holy work.
到底要做什么？
Exactly what do we need to do?
圣工当然有的时候从教会能够安排我们做的。
Sacred work is oftentimes arranged by the church.
其实有一个圣工是不需要安排，我们也可以做的。
But there's also a sacred work that does not need to be coordinated by the church that we can do ourselves.
就是来建立一个基督化的家庭。
And that is to establish, to build a Christian family.
如果我们算算看，我们俄班教会的宗教教育系大概是三分之一以上是属宗教教育系。
If we look at it in Irvine, roughly one third of us belong to the art religious education system in church.
昨天晚上在这里聚会，看大部分都是青年，不然就是宗教教育的学生。
Now, last night I observed there were many youths or RE students in the service.
那栽培这些青年跟宗教教育的责任是谁？
Who has the responsibility to nurture these RE students?
如果我们要有一个基督化的家庭。
If we want a Christian family,
那我们家里面的小孩建立他的信仰责任是谁？
Then who is responsible for establishing the child's faith?
我们在这个社会有社会的文化。
In society, we have its own culture.
但是教会有圣经的教导。
But in the church, there are the teachings from the Bible.
这两个常常是不太一样。
And these two often conflict with each other.
在福利好的国家里面，
In a country that is very service oriented,
教育是政府的责任。
The education belongs to as a responsibility of the government.
那人民的责任就是纳税。
And the citizens' responsibility is to pay their taxes.
所以我们看找房子都是要找那个学区好的。
So we often see people when they look for houses, they want to find one in a good school district.
那大部分都是政府办的。
And they're often arranged, coordinated by the government.
那个学区常常是政府在办。
And that school district is often set up by the city governments or state governments.
所以有的人就把这个观念搬到教会来。
So some people use this kind of concept into the church.
我的责任就是奉献。
Meaning that my responsibility is to offer tithes.
教会的责任就是把我的孩子信仰建立起来。
And the church's responsibility is to build up the faith of my children.
那这一种想法是适合世界的文化，但是跟圣经教训不一样。
This kind of viewpoint is aligns with societal norms, but it is different from what is taught in the Bible.
为什么现在宗教教育有时候发现很难教？
Why do we find that it is difficult to teach the RE students?
我们就发现现在千禧年世代生的孩子特别难养。
And we see that especially the millennials are difficult to raise up.
一旦一个小 baby 哭不但妈妈在那里，爸爸也跟着去，阿公也跟着去。
And Nowadays, when the baby cries, not only does the mom go, but the father follows along with the grandparents.
所以照顾一个小孩要好多的人。
So it takes a lot of resources just to take care of one child.
那小孩子长大，再进再出，花了好多的时间跟精力。
When the, as the child grows, there's a lot of transportation in and out, a lot of things involved with the child.
那就我们知道说要教育我们的下一代，父母真的花很多时间。
And so if we find that parents really spend a lot of their time and energy to raise up their children.
但是我们想想看，如果家庭里面没有宗教教育。
But if you think about a family not having religious education at home,
所有的孩子都集中在教会，教会是要怎么教？
And you just gather all the students, all the children up at church, how is a church able to teach them effectively?
我们一两个都很难教，一集七八十个，你要怎么教？
It's already difficult for us to teach our own one or two children. Imagine having 70 or 80 together.
所以圣经的教导告诉我们，宗教教育的责任是家庭。
So biblical teaching tells us that the responsibility of religious education lies in the family.
那教会是补足家庭的不足，支持家庭的宗教教育。
The church is to supplement or fill any gaps that is from the family.
教会不是要取代我们家庭宗教教育。
The church is not to replace the religious education that is instituted by the family.
那我们就发现，那我应该怎么办？
And so from that perspective, how should we go about doing this?
我们看诗篇127篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 127.
诗篇127篇。Psalm
127.
第一节。
Psalm 127, verse 1.
诗篇127篇第一节。
Psalm 127, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
这个地方在讲建造跟看守。
Here it talks about building and guarding.
那从整体教会来讲,
from an entire body of the church,
建造房屋, 这个房屋就是人的信仰。
When we build a house, it indicates building a person's faith.
这个就是宣道工作。
This is the evangelical work.
那看守城池就是看守人的已经建立的信仰, 这就是牧。
So the one that guards the city is also guarding the, basically building the faith of those who already believe. So this is the pastoral work.
但是比较从家庭的范围来看,
but from a family perspective,
建造房屋就是建造我们下一代的信仰。
To build a house, meaning to build the faith of our next generation.
那看守城池就是看守我们下一代的信仰。
And guarding the city is to guard or watch over the faith of our next generation.
建造就是从平地什么都没有把它盖成一栋房子。
To build something is to start from nothing, from scratch, and build it up.
所以下一代出生，他头脑一片空白，要把它建造一个信仰。
So when the next generation is born, they're an empty sheet, and we have to build up their faith.
那看守就是它已经盖好了，但是你要把它看守，不要被破坏了。
And to guard something, meaning that the structure is already built up, and you're watching over it so that it's not tampered with or destroyed.
所以不要让魔鬼破坏我们下一代的信仰。
So don't allow Satan to destroy the faith of our next generation.
所以家庭的宗教教育不但是建造，也是在看守。
So the religious education in the family not only is to build up, but also to guard.
那如果我们仔细看第一节,
if we look closely in verse 1,
我们就发现建造房屋有两个力量。
We see that there's two types of strength that comes in building the house.
第一个是建造的人,
the first is that of the laborer, the builder.
人, 他很努力去建造,
which means that the people, the person is diligently building.
那第二个就是神,
the second is God.
看守房子也是一样。
This is the same regarding guarding the city.
第一个是看守的人, 这个人很警醒。
The first is the person who watches, the watchman is alert.
那第二个是神在看守。
And the second is the Lord guarding the city.
所以不论建造或者看守都是神跟人同工。
So whether building or guarding requires a Lord to work with man.
人有人的本分。
Man has his own duty.
那人的本分尽了, 还要加上神的帮助。
And when man has reaches his ability, God adds on and helps.
真的，我们如果做过父母，我们就知道做父母是一个会让人会很谦卑的经验。
Indeed, if we are parents, we know that parenthood brings about humility.
为什么？
Why?
你不管怎么努力，他会不会好，不是你能控制的。
Because no matter how hard you try, whether or not your son or daughter turns out to be good is out of your control.
不是努力多，他就会好。
It is not that the more time and effort you put in, they will become better and better people.
我们人进到最后，也没有办法保证他会不会好。
And we can work up to our full potential, but in the end, we still don't know what will happen.
那所以需要神的怜悯。
And so we need the mercy of God.
神是大有能力的神。
God is all powerful God.
人做不到的，神做得到。
What man cannot achieve, God can accomplish.
神可以改变人的心。
God can change people's hearts.
因为神大有能力，神的爱非常的大。
And he is all powerful and full of love.
所以我们的建造信仰在家庭里面是人的努力加上神的怜悯。
So when we build up the faith in the family, it is our own efforts plus God's mercy.
那这个神的怜悯常常是借着我们的祷告。
And God's mercy often comes through our prayers.
所以我们尽了我们最大的力量，接下去就是要为我们的下一代祷告。
So when we have tried our best, the next step is to intercede for our next generation.
所以有一天我们下一代信仰被建立起来。
So that when the faith of the next generation gets built up,
我们还是会很谦卑。
We will still be humble.
因为我们知道这是神的怜悯。
Because we know it was all due to the mercy of the Lord.
他的带领祝福，我们下一代信仰才建立起来。
Only through His guidance and His blessing can the faith of our next generation be built up.
那人的努力要怎么努力呢？
So how hard should man, or how, what can man do to labor in this effort?
如果我们不看圣经，你跑到书店去找怎么教养下一代的书。
If we don't look in the Bible, but rather go to a bookstore to look up how to raise up our children,
我们看到一堆啊。
And we'll find a wealth of material.
那你买两本来看。
And so just pick any two books.
这一本的讲法跟这一本讲法有相同也有不同。
One person's theory may be similar or drastically different from another.
那第三本它又有相同又不同。
And the third may have similarities as well as its differences.
那要听哪一本？
So which book should you trust and rely on?
书看越多，我们越混，搞混了。
Sometimes the more books that you read, the more confusing things get.
当然它里面有参考的价值。
Of course, the books have their value for their reference.
但是真正教导下一代的原则是在圣经里面。
But the true principles in raising up our children are in the scriptures.
因为圣经就是我们生活的一个手册。
As the Bible is the reference manual we have for our life.
神创造一切。
God created all.
创造人。
He created man.
创造婚姻。
He created weddings.
创造家庭。
He created the marriage and the family.
所以人是什么？
So what is man?
人要怎么活着？
And how shall man live?
圣经就是真理。
The Bible is the truth.
所以他造的，他有原则在里面。
And so what he created, he has established principles behind it.
那没有照神的原则来做人，问题就会一大堆。
And so when man does not follow the principles of God, problems arise.
那婚姻也是一样啊。
This is the same in marriages.
神造婚姻。
God instituted marriage.
所以婚姻有婚姻的道理。
And so the marriage has its own principles.
那我们仔细如果看圣经，婚姻的道理跟现在的文化是不太一样。
And we see that the truth and the principles in the marriage as recorded in scripture is different from our current norms.
那为什么出问题？因为我们没有照婚姻的道理来行。
So why do problems arise? It's because we don't follow according to what's stated in scripture.
如果照婚姻的道理，那就问题越来越少。
If we follow according to the marriage principles in the Bible, then the problems will be less.
那教养下一代也是一样。
This same concept applies to raising up the next generation.
下一代是神给我们的产业。
The children are inheritance given to us by God.
所以神有他的道要我们怎么来教他。
So God has his way, his truth in how we shall raise them.
几千年来这是真理，这不会改变。
And thousands of years it's been the same truth that does not change.
所以如果我们要教养下一代，一定要回到圣经来看。
So if we want to raise up the next generation, we need to go back to the Bible.
那圣经的原则抓住了。
And if we grasp hold of these principles in the Bible,
这是不可以改变的。
And these principles should not be changed.
那其他的书做参考。
And you use other books as reference material.
能够帮助我们把圣经的原则做得好，那这个书我们就可以接纳。
So whatever books that allow us to add on to these biblical principles, then we can accept them.
如果跟圣经的原则冲突，这个原则我们就不能用。
But if it conflicts with the principles outlined in the Bible, then we should disregard them.
因为这是人的想法，这不是真理。
Because these come from human perspectives and is not the truth.
好，我们现在看《申命记》第六章。
So now let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
申命记》第六章第四节到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4-9.
请读。
Verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
这个第四节到第九节，这是希伯来文有押韵可以朗诵的一首诗。
So the verses 4-9 is what the believers, they read aloud, they recited aloud.
一首诗。
It's a poem that they recited. 有押韵。
押韵就是 rhyme.
It has a rhyme. It's a poem that has a rhyme that's recited aloud.
可以去朗诵，所以虔诚的犹太人都会背诵这一段话。
Devout Jews, they all have memorized these verses.
那我们信仰的传承从哪里来？
So where does the passing on of the faith come from?
从第四节来了。
Comes from verse 4.
以色列，你要听。
Hear, O Israel.
以色列是谁？
Who is Israel?
他原来叫做雅各。
His original name was Jacob.
雅各是什么意思？
What does Jacob mean?
雅各叫做抓住的意思。
It means to grab hold of.
这个抓住也没有什么特别意思。
And this doesn't have any special meaning.
那神把它改名叫以色列。
So when God changed his name to Israel,
那以色列是什么意思？
What does Israel mean?
神的王子。
It means the prince of God.
不是人的王子，是神的王子。
The prince of man, but the prince of God.
你看世界上一些强国。
We see the strong nations in the world.
如果当王子都是很荣耀的。
When one becomes a prince in those countries, it is a glorious thing.
那如果神的王子这个身份不是更荣耀吗？
Isn't the prince of God even more honorable and glorious?
所以家庭的信仰传承从我是谁这个基本的认识开始。
So the basic foundation of passing on the faith is starts from understanding who I am.
我是神的王子。
I am the prince of God.
那这么尊贵的身份，我一定要传给我下一代。
Such a noble status, I must pass on to my next generation.
我们在这个地方看到很多的雅裔很注重他们原来的文化跟语言。
We can see that many people from Asian descent they're very emphasized on their own culture and their language.
活在美国，也要让他的下一代去学习他的母语。
And so even though they live in America, they have their kids learn the mother their native tongues.
这是可以了解的。
And this is understandable.
因为他希望自己的身份、自己的文化可以传下去。
They hope to pass on their culture and language.
但是不管怎么努力，经过三四代之后，我们的下一代全部都变成同化、变本地的人。
But no matter how hard they try, three or four generations later, they will have assimilated to the local culture and have forgotten most of their origins.
所以有时候我们就看到，父母问用他的母语问小孩子，小孩子用英文回答。
So we often see when parents use their mother language to talk to the children often respond back in English.
然后你看小孩子本身都是用英文在交谈。
And they often talk to each other also in English.
然后等到小孩子结婚，再下一代。
And so when the children get married and then they have children,
还能够期待他讲他父母的话吗？
Can you expect those children to speak the same language as their grandparents did?
那大概要相当有耐力。 的人去教才有可能。
Have the person with a lot of perseverance in order to make this happen.
哦，所以地上的文化有价值，但是是有限的。
So the culture of this world, this earth, is valuable, but it is limited.
但是这个属灵的身份，这个属灵的传承，这个价值是无限的。
But this spiritual identity, this passing on of the faith, is priceless.
如果我们的母语很重要。
If our mother language, mother tongue is important.
我们的文化很重要。
And our culture is important.
那我们天父的这个母语更重要。
Then the language of our Heavenly Father is even more important.
这个母语就是圣经的话。
And this mother language is the words in the Bible.
那这个天父的文化更重要。
And the culture of the Heavenly Father is even more important.
这个文化就是属灵的文化。
And this culture is a spiritual one.
所以不是我们做的没有价值。
So it is not what we do that's not valuable.
而是有一个更有价值的文化跟它的语言。
But rather, there's an even more valuable language, more valuable culture.
所以以色列，你要听。
So hear, O Israel.
要认清我们尊贵的身份。
We have to acknowledge and recognize our noble status.
那如果认清我们的身份，下一句自然就可以成立。
And when we have done that, then the next following verse will be established.
耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
独一的主。
Yes, the Lord is one.
人一生最重要是什么？
What is the most important thing in a person's life?
圣经讲产业有三种。
The Bible describes three kinds of inheritance.
第一个，儿女是神给我们的产业。
The first is that the children are our inheritance given to us by God.
既然是产业，我们都变大家把它看作是很宝贵的。
And since they are our inheritance, we see them as very precious and valuable.
那第二个产业就是在地上我们所拥有的这些看得见摸得到的。
And the second one is the material things that we possess on the earth.
那第三个产业就是神本身。
And the third kind of inheritance is God himself.
所以圣经说神就是我们的产业。
And the Bible says that God, the Lord is our inheritance.
那现在我们当父母都很爱孩子啊，如果你不爱孩子就不会生了，你生了一定很爱他。
So as parents, of course, we love our children. If not, we wouldn't have had them.
那我们的孩子，大部分的父母都想要有地上的产业给他。
And as parents, most of us would want to pass on to them our earthly or material possessions on this earth to our children.
第一个就是给他受好的教育。
And the first is to give them a great education.
那教育好了，他可以找到好的工作。
So that once they get that education, they can find a good job.
好的工作代表他有好的收入。
And with a good occupation, they can bring in a high income.
好的收入代表他有很舒服的生活。
And with a high income, that will bring them a more comfortable standard of living.
所以大部分的父母在关心我们下一代，都是从这里入门。
So most parents place much emphasis on this.
这也是可以了解的。
And of course, this is understandable.
但是圣经在讲爱有两种。
But the Bible says that there's two kinds of love.
一种叫做人的爱。
The first is a human love.
一个叫做神的爱。
And the second is divine or godly love.
所以不准信主跟没有信主，我们都爱我们的下一代。
So whether or not we believe or not do not believe in God, we all love our children.
我们都是为着我们下一代的幸福在努力。
And we all work and strive hard for for our next generation.
但是当我们有了信仰。
But once we have believed,
我们的价值观会有一种改变。
Our value system will be changed.
看得见的是暂时的。
The things that we can see are temporary.
看不见是永远的。
The things that are unseen is eternal.
那个看不见的就是神。
And those internal, the things that cannot be seen.
所以地上的产业很好。
So although earthly possessions are good,
有一天我们能够留一栋房子给我们下一代，那太好了。
One day, if we can leave a house for our children, that would be great.
但是那看不见那个产业就是神本身，这是更有价值的。
But the things that are not seen, God's inheritance, that is even more valuable.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣经告诉我们，神就是根本。
For the Bible tells us that God is the source.
也就是福气的根本。
He is the source of all blessings.
他是生命的根本。
He is the source of life.
他是能力的根本。
He is the source of all power.
他是智慧的根本。
He is the source of all wisdom.
他是恩典的根本。
He is the source of all grace.
所以 这个地上的产业跟神来比，这个神的价值远远超过，没有办法形容的重要。
So God's inheritance far exceedingly surpasses that of these earthly possessions.
所以耶和华是神，是独一的主，就是告诉我们价值观要改变。
So when it says, "O Lord, the Lord is one," it means that we need to change our value system.
我们不但要把地上人认为好的给我们下一代。
We not only can give our children what people of this world think of as valuable.
我们要把圣经讲最好的给我们下一代。
But we need to give what is the best described in the Bible to our children as well.
就是属灵的产业，神本身。
And that is the spiritual inheritance, God himself.
有时候我们常常讲价值观这个，我小时候都没有听过这句话。
We sometimes may think, well, I never heard of this value system when I was young.
对，这句话我们可能没有想过。
Perhaps we may not have thought about it much before.
但是当我们在决定的时候，其实就是在反映我们的价值观。
But in any decision that we make, it actually reflects our value system.
我们这怎么决定，就是看我们觉得什么有价值。
What decisions we make depends on what we see as valuable and important.
比方说。
For instance.
安息日。
Sabbath day.
如果安息日要有中文课，我们会怎么选择？
If there's, let's say, Chinese class on the Saturday, which one would we choose?
这个安息日是我们敬拜神蒙福，也是我们宗教教育在教的日子。
The Sabbath day is a day of blessing by the Lord, and that's also a day that's emphasized in our RE classes.
当然，你要让他去学中文也可以。
Of course, it's you could allow your children to go to Chinese school.
或者我们的下一代。
Or our own children, or our next generation.
他有他的理想，他要申请学校，他需要去。学一些基本的装备。
They have their own ideals and dreams, and they may have to use Saturday to do these extracurricular activities.
那当这样我们一比的时候，我们就发现这个重要性不一样。
So once we compare them side by side, we find that their value is drastically different.
那我们就决定会不一样。
And then that will also affect our decision.
这个叫做耶和华神是我们独一的主。
This is what it means, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
那当我们这个整个人生的价值观确定了，神最重要。
So when we have understood our value system and that understand that God is the most important in our life.
有了神，生活神自然会看顾。
And if we have God in our lives will be watched over by him.
有了神就有神的恩典。
When we have God, we also have his blessings.
有了神就有神的同在。
And when we have God, we also have his abidance.
那接下去我们会怎么做？
And following that, what would we do?
好，我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
这里告诉我们要尽心尽力尽力爱主你的神。
So we shall love the Lord with all our heart, soul, and strength.
比如说我们常常会感觉到我们自己讲我们下一代好像他也不喜欢听。
Sometimes we find that our next generation, they don't like us talking about them.
所以我们就觉得我已经尽了责任了。
And so we may feel that, well, I've already tried my best to teach them.
那他既然不听，我只能帮他祷告。
And so since they won't listen to me anymore, all I can do is pray for them.
但是我们回到圣经来看，宗教教育的第一点不是用言语来教的。
But if we return back, in the Bible, we can see that the first lesson, our religious education, is not through words.
所以第五节说你要爱主你的神。
But verse 4 says here, in verse 5 it says, you shall love the Lord your God.
也说这个就是一种生活。
So this is the kind of lifestyle that we should have.
从心里面的爱。产生一种行动来表达我们对神的爱。
The love that we have in our heart is becomes manifest into an action that we perform.
那这个行动的表现就是生活的我们的生活形态。
And when this and it manifests the love in our heart manifests into this action that we perform, this becomes our way of living, our lifestyle.
所以小孩子还没有长大之前，那他是在模仿父母的。
Before a child has grown up, they often imitate their parents.
所以为什么说你包括没有信神的人专家他都告诉你小孩子还小不要让他看电视。
And so even atheists would advise not to allow children to watch TV when they're young.
这个不只是说他没有办法消化他在这个电视上所看到的内容。
This not only means that the children, young children cannot digest or cannot internalize the things that they watch on TV.
这个也包括他会模仿。
But it also includes that these children will begin copying the things that they see on TV.
所以小的不可以让他看电视。
And so it's better not to allow young kids to watch TV at a young age.
但这个也告诉我们。
But it also tells us,
从正面来说,
from a positive viewpoint,
我们的生活形态他会模仿。
That the children also will imitate our lifestyle.
尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
If we love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength.
有时候我们很好奇啊，为什么亚伯兰的儿子会这么顺服？
Sometimes we may be curious why Abraham's son was so obedient.
他到底是怎么教的？
How did he teach him?
圣经没有直接讲他怎么教的。
The Bible does not go into detail on how he was raised up.
但是我们看得出来，亚伯兰的生活是以神为中心的。
But we can see from Abraham's life that it was God-centered.
他真的是爱神的一个人。
He was truly a man who loved God.
这个是一个榜样，让他的孩子模仿。
This is a model that allowed his children to imitate from.
那如果一个人真的爱神，
If a person truly loves God,
神一定会爱他的。
God will love him back.
你如果爱一个好人，他一定会有回应的。
If you love a good man, they will respond to your love.
神比好人更好。
But God is even better than these good people of the world.
你这个尽心尽性尽力去爱他，他一定会有回应。
So if we love the God with love the Lord our God with all of our heart, our soul, our strength, God will respond to this love.
那生活有很多的体验。
And we'll have experiences in our lives.
你看神给我们什么什么什么什么。
We can see what the God has blessed us with.
神怎么带领我们？
And how the Lord has led us.
神怎么跟我们同在？
How the Lord has abided with us.
那下一代看我们上一代的爱神的生活，再加上神给他的回应，他就会信。
And so when the younger generation looks at the life of faith of the older generation, plus all the experiences that they receive from God, that will solidify their faith.
有时候我们一直讲一直讲，我们生活没有榜样。
Sometimes we just keep talking and talking and talking, but we don't set an example for them with our own lives.
他第一个会回应说，你这样讲，你没有这样做啊，所以你要怎么教？
The first thing that they will respond is, well, you don't do what you say, so how is this effective teaching?
第二个，
The second.
如果我们只有讲，我们没有生活的榜样。
If we only try to tell them, but we don't have an example in their lives,
我们就没有见证，没有从神回应的那一种体验跟见证。
Then we don't have a testimony. We don't have any experiences from God to testify to them about.
我们就是在讲理论。
And so then we would only be talking theory.
当然理论也都是对的，神的话有什么不对？
Of course, theory is correct. God's words are true.
但是没有神很活泼的这种回应，这个理论有时候让人很难信。这个只是理论。
But without this kind of living interaction or a living response from God, it's difficult to keep teaching theoretical things.
所以有榜样给他效法，再加上有神回应的恩典，让他的感受得到，下一代就很容易来追随上一代所拜的神。
So if we have an example from our lives for them to follow, as well as experiences from God on their own lives, it would be much more effective in raising up and building up their faith.
所以为什么我们这么强调守安息日？
So why is it that we emphasize so much on observing the Sabbath?
六日劳碌做工。
That in 6 days we labor.
我们都在地上，在世界上。
We all live in this world.
但第七天分别为圣。
But on the seventh day, it is set apart as holy.
这样来拜神。
And we worship God in this way.
让我们的心可以分别，让它亲近神。
So that our hearts can be set aside from worldly concerns.
我们能够安静下来。来跟神交通。
And that we can quiet ourselves down and converse with God.
重新得力。
And to again regain and renew our strength.
那有这样的榜样，我们的下一代从小就这样跟着我们。
And with this kind of example that we set, and the next generation sees it.
那真的会体会到安息日的福气。
And they will truly feel the blessing of the Sabbath.
那我们守安息日就可以传给我们的下一代。
And then we can pass on this concept of Sabbath, observing the Sabbath to our next generation.
所以在第六章在讲第五节，言教我们的榜样。
Chapter 6, verse 5, it talks about teaching with the example.
好, 那第七节。
In verse 7, you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
这个地方要教训我们的儿女。
Here it says that we need to teach our children.
哦, 在哪里教?
How should we teach them?
在家里。
Teach them in our house.
行在路上, 躺卧起来。
When we walk by the way, when we lie down, when you rise up.
怎么教? 要跟他在一起。
So how should we teach them? We need to spend time with them.
我们才能够教他。
So by spending time with them, then we have the opportunity to teach them.
所以一个最幸福的孩子是他在小的时候, 他有一个 full-time 的 mother, 一个全时间照顾他的母亲。
A most blessed child is one who has a full-time mother with him or her when they're very young.
你可能收入减少，我们生活的水平会往下降一点。
Perhaps you may have less income by doing that. Standard of living maybe go lower.
但是这个母亲能够用所有的爱跟智慧来教导下一代。
But the mother can pour out all of her love, all of her wisdom in raising up her offspring.
这个是我们请一个保姆所没有办法取代的。
This is something that cannot be replaced by a nanny.
保姆可以换尿布。
A nanny can help change the diapers.
可以喂东西给他吃。
They can help feed them.
但是保姆没有办法代替父母的爱。
But the nanny is unable to replace the love of a parent.
保姆没有办法代替父母对孩子的教导。
The nanny is unable to replace the teaching from the parent.
所以为什么我们的家庭生活这么重要?
So why is it that the family life is so important?
那在家庭里面还有一个很重要就是家庭祭坛。
In the family, one of the more important things is the family altar.
还小的时候当然他也不晓得怎么拜神。
When they're young, they don't have a clear understanding of how to worship God.
开始读小学。
Once they begin elementary school, we can lead our children in how to worship God. First is to teach them how to read the Bible. When the Bible talks about Timothy, Timothy's grandmother is Eunice. Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also.
提摩太是第三代的信仰。
So Timothy is a third generation believer.
他说是先在外祖母的罗伊。
So it was first in his grandmother, Lois.
然后再传给他的母亲尤尼基。
And then passed to his mother, Eunice.
然后我也深信在你心里。
And he says, I am persuaded is in you also.
所以这个信仰也是三代的传承。
So this faith was also passed down three generations.
这个到底怎么传呢?
How was it able to be passed down?
如果我们看第三章,
if we look at chapter 3,
提摩太后书第三章,
2 Timothy 3,
第十。
Verse 15, it says, And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
说你是从小明白圣经。
It says you have known from childhood this holy scriptures.
那这个圣经让你能够认识耶稣有得救的智慧。
And the holy scriptures allow you to know Jesus Christ and have salvation.
所以提摩太从小就明白圣经。
So Timothy at a very young age understood the Bible.
是谁教他的?
Who taught him?
他的母亲,
his mother.
教他,
his mother taught him.
所以这个家庭祭坛, 如果我们到现在, 每天有一章,
and so family altar, if we follow according to the schedule and read one chapter a day,
那如果我们跟我们孩子轮流来念, 一章可能不会超过15分钟。
And if we rotate with our children reading the Bible, it shouldn't take more than 15 minutes to read one chapter.
然后一起祷告15分钟。
And then, pray together for another 15 minutes.
大概是半个小时。
It's all of that is about half an hour.
我们不要小看, 这个一天半个小时。
Let us not overlook or neglect this half an hour a day.
一天读一章,
so we read one chapter a day.
一天读一章, 3年半, 圣经可以读一遍。
If you read one chapter a day, in 3.5 years, you can read the entire Bible.
等到他离开家去读大学,
so when they have leave home to go to college,
圣经至少读4遍以上。
They have already read the Bible more than 4 times.
这个积起来就 非常影响就非常可观了。
This is very effective when it's all accumulated.
那一天祷告十五分钟。
So prayer 15 minutes a day.
一年九十一个小时。
One year will be 91 hours.
当然，信仰不是用数目来算的。
Of course, your faith can't be quantified in this way.
但是你看那个屋顶的水一直滴滴滴滴滴了几年以后，那个地上的那个混凝土也会滴了一个洞。
But if you see that even small raindrops dripping slowly over the course of time, it will, you know, form a hole in the ground.
所以如果天天带小孩子一起祷告，一起祷告。
So if you bring your child to read the Bible and pray daily,
第一个他会习惯。
First, it will become a habit for them.
第二个，如果他得圣灵，他自己会有体验。
And second, if they have received the Holy Spirit, they will have their own experiences.
那我们的下一代，如果他自己会读圣经
，So if our next generation can know how to read the Bible for themselves,
心中有神的话
，They have the Word of God within them.
那个就是他脚前的灯，路上的光。
And that is the lamp to their feet and a light unto their path.
他就有属灵的分辨力。
And they will have the spiritual discernment.
再加上他本身会祷告。
And added up upon to that is the way that they know how to pray themselves.
神就会给他力量。
God will strengthen them directly.
神就会感动他。
God will move them.
那我们就很放心了。
And then we don't have to worry.
所以结婚叫做什么？
So what is marriage often called?
结婚叫做离开父母。
Marriage means to leave the parents.
与妻子联合。
And to join with the spouse.
这个离开有几个意义。
And so there's a couple of meanings behind this.
一个很重要的意义就是说，他的信仰要有独立性。
First is that their faith must be independent.
到我们下一代结婚的时候，他信仰可以好像鸟这样飞出去，自己可以独立。
So to the point where we raise them up, and then when they go out, their faith can be independent, like a bird flying off.
这个就是做父母的预备。
This is the preparation from the parents.
预备到我的孩子结婚的时候，他信仰已经可以独立，我不需要操心他的信仰。
That up to the point when they get married, their faith is independent. That the parents no longer have to worry about them.
不然的话，我们的下一代世界很有成就。
Otherwise, if our next generation is very accomplished in this world,
家庭也很幸福。
And their family seems very blessed.
什么都有。
And they seem to have possessed a lot of things.
但是就是没有信仰。
But yet they do not have faith.
如果我们有信仰,
but if we still keep our faith,
我们最忧心的, 会忧心一直到我们死为止。
Then we will worry for them to the point that, to the point when we die.
因为我们知道这是最重要的。
Because we know that is the most important thing for them.
我们再看下面。
So let's continue reading on.
第八节。申命记六章八节。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy 6, verse 8. Verse 8, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes.
这里就在讲创造属灵生活环境。
Here it means to establish this environment of spiritual life.
小孩子还没有成长，环境影响他很厉害。
Before the child has grown up, the environment is a great factor influencing them in their lives.
所以我们小孩子去读大学，这是一个关键。
So it's a key turning point when they go and attend college.
如果我们觉得我们的小孩子信仰真的很稳定，
If we're very firm of our children's faith,
到一个没有教会的地方，可能他信仰会更强，因为他懂得依靠神。
And if they go to a place where there's no church around, perhaps their faith will get even stronger because they know to rely on God.
如果我们的小孩子你觉得他信仰不够强，
but if you feel that the faith of your child is not very strong,
到没有教会的地方，
if they go to a place without a church,
有时候就好像在旷野一样，
sometimes it may feel like the wilderness to them.
把它放在很危险的地方。
Put them in a very dangerous situation.
那同样大学，有的大学是很自由的。
Likewise, some colleges are very liberal.
所以也有那个很好信仰到很自由的大学，读完了信仰就变了。
So those are the ones with very strong faith that goes to a very liberal college, and then in the end, their mindset is changed.
是不是最好的大学就是对我们的下一代最好？
So sometimes, perhaps not the best university.Can be the best for our child's faith.
对我们的下一代最好的学校是他读完以后他的信仰还可以持守得住。
So the best college, the best university for our child is one when after they have finished, they can still keep their faith.
这个是一个很重要的原则。
This is a very important principle to follow.
所以带领我们的下一代来决定到底神要到他那里读书。
So we have to guide our children and to see where God wants them to study.
那这样他读完的书他的信仰也长大了。
So that after they have completed their studies, and their faith has also grown,
我们就可以放心。
then we can rest assured.
因为神已经变成他的神。
Because God has become their God.
那他可以也可以离开父母去结婚，成立自己的家庭。
And they can leave the father and mother, get married and establish their own family.
我们的责任也结束了。
And then our responsibility, our duty, has been completed.
唱诗。
Let's sing him together.
136.
Let us sing him 136. And finally, we're going to pray in one accord.
圣经说，圣灵用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
The Bible says that the Holy Spirit uses groanings to pray on our behalf.
我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们。
And our weaknesses can be helped through the Holy Spirit.
所以有时候我们在教导我们下一代，常常觉得真的是很软弱。
So sometimes when we're teaching our children, we may feel very weak.
有时候我们是年轻的一代，我们面对同僚的压力，文化的影响，也真的觉得很软弱。
And as a younger generation, the peer pressure, different environmental factors may make us feel weakened in our faith.
我们下一代要持守信仰，确实一个很大的挑战。
So it is indeed a great challenge for the next generation to keep their faith.
但是圣灵会帮助我们的软弱。
But the Holy Spirit will help us in our weaknesses.
所以我们不断的要在圣灵里祷告。
So we must continue to pray in the Spirit.
神帮助我们，我们就可以有成，就能够走完这条路。
So God can help us to finish this road ahead.
我们最后要一起来祷告。
So we're going to pray in one accord.
我们为教会的圣工祷告。
Let us pray for all the sacred work in the church.
也求圣灵浇灌充满我们。
And may the Holy Spirit fill in us fully.
那如果我们要求圣灵接受按手，需要代祷的，请我们都到前面。
If you'd like to pray with the help of the laying of hands for the fullness of the Holy Spirit, please come forward.
好，我们先来一起来祷告。
Now let us pray in one accord.